I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Friday, February 28th. We're talking about the ongoing impact from the coronavirus disease, from Wall Street to schools, and what to know about this weekend's primary. Plus, the biggest explosion in the universe, who is taking on Amazon Prime, and explaining Leap Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Fears and uncertainty about the coronavirus disease took another huge toll on the stock market. The Wall Street Journal reports all three major indexes saw the largest one-day point declines on record and the worst day on Wall Street since the 2008 recession. The stock market has been on a steady decline for 6 days now. Investors are concerned since the virus still has factories in China shut down, which is affecting the supply chain, and now the New York Times reports they're worried people will stop spending money, as in they won't go out to eat or on vacation or business trips just to avoid crowded places, which will then further affect the economy. NBC News reports some experts think the virus could even send the U.S. into another recession, while others say a swift recovery is likely, so it's still TBD. Either way, keep in mind, while the pros may look to sell stocks now, a lot of regular long-term investors don't need to do anything, especially those saving for retirement over decades. As for the actual number of cases of the virus, it is still going up around the world. In all, 47 countries have now reported cases of COVID-19, and some are taking extreme measures to try and contain it. For example, Japan, Germany, China, and Mongolia have all closed schools. In Europe, where Italy has become the center of the outbreak there, leaders are trying to find the balance between slowing the epidemic and overreacting. Here in the U.S., there's at least one case that we mentioned yesterday that signals so-called community spread, meaning a woman who has not recently traveled to any outbreak zones or knew she had contact with someone who had, still got sick. Now, some big companies and organizations are taking action. For example, CNBC reports Facebook just decided to cancel its annual F8 conference scheduled for May. Public health experts say it's time to stay calm, but still take precautions, like washing your hands more and staying home when you're sick. And consider having plans in place for things like schools needing to cancel classes. Experts say you don't need to be wearing a mask unless you have the virus already. And remember, while the coronavirus disease can be serious for some people, for the majority of people, it's said to be a fairly mild illness. Of course, we'll keep you updated here with any major developments. The other big story this weekend is the South Carolina primary happening tomorrow, where voters in that state will choose which Democrat they want taking on President Trump in November. At this point, Bernie Sanders seems to be the guy to beat. He's coming off a big win in Nevada, but don't count out the other candidates just yet. For Joe Biden, this could be a turning point in his campaign. He came in second in Nevada, and he just got a big endorsement. CBS News reports the nation's highest-ranking black congressman, Representative James Clyburn, is backing Biden. And The Hill reports billionaire Tom Steyer has spent a bunch of money in South Carolina since he's hoping for his first top-tier finish, and polls show he may be on track for that. We'll see how things shake out tomorrow. That said, many candidates are already focusing on next week's Super Tuesday, where voters in 14 states will go to the polls to have their say. The candidates also include Michael Bloomberg, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Elizabeth Warren, and they've all been stopping by a variety of states. Stay tuned. A big winter storm is bringing feet of snow and blizzard conditions to parts of New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. And it's mainly affecting areas closest to the Great Lakes. The Weather Channel reports some places could see up to 4 feet of snow. And to top things off, wind gusts could hit 60 miles per hour, so they can expect blowing snow and low visibility. The storm basically moved from coast to coast and has already dropped snow from Washington to Kansas to the Dakotas. That said, it is expected to wrap up by tomorrow. Scientists have discovered the biggest known explosion in the universe. Of course, it wasn't anywhere near us here on Earth. The blast was 390 million light years away in a black hole that's within a cluster of galaxies. Space.com says it was so powerful you could fit 15 Milky Way galaxies inside it. The explosion apparently happened back in 2016, but astronomers were just able to confirm it. All right, we have more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week, Native. Have you tried Native yet? Native deodorant is made without aluminum, parabens, or talc. It's vegan and never tested on animals, so you can feel good about using it and feel fresh all day because it works. I use it every day when I'm heading to work, the gym, and beyond. And I love that there's a scent and formula for everyone. Native comes in a wide variety of options for men, women, and even teens. There's even an unscented option, if that's your thing. My favorite is coconut and vanilla, and I'm now trying and liking new ones like cucumber and mint. Plus, there's no risk to try. There's free shipping on every order, and Native offers 30-day free returns and exchanges in the U.S. So for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use promo code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to get 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. A new report says Walmart, the world's largest brick-and-mortar retailer, is working on a new membership program, and it could compete with Amazon Prime. Recode cites sources saying it's called Walmart Plus. Walmart might start publicly testing this new program as soon as next month. It'll apparently start as a relaunch of their Delivery Unlimited service, so you basically pay $98 a year for unlimited same-day delivery of groceries. But eventually, more perks are expected to be added, like being able to text message for orders. It will have a long way to go to reach Amazon Prime, though, which has more than 150 million members worldwide and offers a bunch of perks already, including same-day groceries, one-day shipping on millions of other products, videos, and more. To be continued. Well, DoorDash is taking the first steps toward going public. The Wall Street Journal reports the on-demand meal delivery service filed the paperwork for an initial public offering called an IPO, when a private company issues its first shares of stock for public sale. So far, DoorDash hasn't said how many shares it plans to sell or what they'll cost, but reports have said DoorDash is valued at around $13 billion. And right now, DoorDash is said to be the leader in digital food delivery. So this public listing could help the company get even further ahead of its competitors like Uber Eats, Grubhub, and Postmates. Keep in mind, just because DoorDash filed doesn't mean the IPO will actually go through anytime soon. CNBC says Postmates submitted the same paperwork last February, but still hasn't made its public debut. Oh, and a fun side note about DoorDash. The company will start making deliveries for Krispy Kreme as of tomorrow. So that means donuts dropped right to your door, at least for those who live within 10 miles of a Krispy Kreme store. LinkedIn is apparently testing out Snapchat-like stories. They'll apparently offer a lighter, more casual way of interacting on what's considered the most professional social media platform, instead of just being able to send formal messages and posts. For example, companies might use stories to share key moments from work events. The feature is just being tested within the company right now, so there is a chance it may never be available to the public. This actually isn't new for LinkedIn either. It tried something like this a few years ago called Student Voices, but it didn't stick. So we'll see how it goes this time around. Tomorrow is Leap Day, the extra day added to our calendar every 4 years. Since it actually takes Earth nearly 6 hours longer than 365 days to orbit the sun, Leap Day is a corrective measure. And since February 29th doesn't come every year, the chances of being born on that day are pretty rare. The chance of being born on any given day is 1 in 365. But for leap babies, it's more like 1 in 1,461. USA Today says there's even a club for leap year babies that was started back in 1988. And tomorrow, you can expect some businesses to be offering extra perks for them as well. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. And today, we're talking about a simple hug and how it changed a pizza delivery man's life. Last week, a Rhode Island family ordered a pizza, the delivery driver dropped it off, and the family's 2-year-old ran after him, stopping the driver to thank him for dinner with a hug and a kiss. Well, the interaction was all caught on the doorbell camera, and since it was a sweet moment, the family posted it to social media. Well, it turns out, days earlier, the pizza delivery man's 16-year-old daughter had passed away. So when he saw the post going viral, he told the family how much the hug actually meant to him. And it led to a ripple effect of kindness, with strangers posting nice messages and even donating to the man going through this tough time. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And thanks to everyone who has taken the time to leave a kind review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform. It is so appreciated because it encourages others to listen as well. Like Kaylee, who said she went from being a news avoider to actually feeling informed. And congratulations to Coach Christine for winning our most recent giveaway after she left a review on Podchaser. We've already been in touch with her to receive the prizes. And thanks again to everyone who participated. As always, you can read more about all the news stories mentioned in this episode. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.